Today is Wednesday, November 16th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and the Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. Last night, Donald Trump announced his 2024 presidential run for Mar-a-Lago, the site of so many stolen state secrets. Say that five times fast. Not only did he make a speech, which would never be the leading story here, but he actually filed the paperwork required to make it official. Though considering how poorly the candidates that he endorsed performed in the midterms, this whole thing smells strongly like a spite campaign announcement. More important than an election that's more than 700 days away is the election that happened last week. Control of the House of Representatives is still not officially decided, at least as of this recording, at 10 p.m. Eastern. But right now, Republicans are one seat short of the 218 majority, while Democrats hold 207 seats. In anticipation of winning the majority, the Republicans held a closed-door vote for the Speaker of the House race, a primary for that official vote, if you will. Former Speaker and current Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy won that vote by a lot, but he was challenged by Representative Andy Biggs. He's one of the lawmakers who notably requested a pardon from Trump for his role in trying to overturn the 2020 election. And following that private Republican meeting, Matt Gaetz, whose word we should take with a large grain of Maldon salt, said that McCarthy couldn't even get 190 votes, which is very short of the 218 he'll need in the general speaker's election, where the Democrats can also back a candidate for speaker. A similar conflict is happening in the Senate, where Republicans are figuring out who will serve in their minority leadership positions. And for the first time in a long time, Mitch McConnell may actually have some serious competition. That competition is Florida Senator Rick Scott, who is best known for two things. Most recently is his poor management of campaign donations for Republican senators in last week's election. And the other is for the achievement of being one of the largest defrauders of Medicare ever, with his former hospital company required to pay a $1.7 billion fine. So maybe he is kind of perfectly cut out for Republican leadership after all. Next, we have potentially a big deal of a headline from Eastern Europe. Two Polish citizens were killed yesterday near Poland's border with Ukraine after possibly being hit by heavy Russian strikes. It's not entirely clear whether this was deliberate, but because Poland is a member of the NATO military alliance, it could be a broader problem for the rest of NATO, which includes the United States. Authorities are still investigating the source and cause of the explosions, but depending on what they find, the implications could range from NATO countries holding a meeting to simply discuss the matter to actually deploying force in response. Interestingly, while this missile strike happened, the G20 countries were actually just wrapping up their conference in Bali, Indonesia, making it convenient for President Biden to hold an emergency meeting with top allies while they were all already together. After emerging from the meeting, Biden said that there is preliminary information that indicates that the missile may not have been fired from Russia. And we wouldn't want to go to World War III over a poorly timed missile demo. And finally for today, the Mormon Church announced yesterday that it will support proposed federal legislation that would safeguard same-sex marriage and interracial marriage. The Senate is scheduled to vote today on the Respect for Marriage Act, which is a very lightly protective piece of legislation, I'll just say. So it's in that context that the church is now supporting the bill. It sounds like somebody didn't like their portrayal on The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Thank you for listening to The Morning Announcements. If you're enjoying the show, please help us keep growing by leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts and 5 stars on Spotify. Or you can just tell a friend or your entire TikTok following. And if you just can't get enough of The Morning Announcements, be sure to subscribe to my new premium episodes where I deep dive into the bigger themes behind the headlines that we can't cover in 5 minutes. The latest episode is about the Christian nationalist plan to make the United States into a theocracy, and Roe vs. Wade was just the beginning. This week, I'm going to be exploring the full biography of Elon Musk. Not the parts that he wants you to know, though. You can subscribe on Apple or Spotify and get 2 premium long episodes a month. And you can get a 7-day free trial on Apple. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.